Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 908 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in today from James, but before we get to that, I just want to mention that next Monday, this coming Monday, the 17th of July, is the first time that the new course of mine, Power Up Podcasting, will be open for enrollment. It'll be open only for a week, but it's a course that was beta tested with 167 students. Most of them now have a show ready to go, or many actually are on iTunes now with their new shows and are seeing amazing results. We actually have a podcast episode next week coming out with a number of students who have found success and what the results have been since going through my course. So it's coming out for the first time on Monday, July 17th. I cannot wait to share this with you because I know a lot of you have been dying to start your podcast and just need that hand-holding through the process. You need a little bit of access to people who can just answer your questions right away. And you just want to know not just how to create your podcast, but launch it too. Launch it to people and actually get eyes and ears on it and keep it going down the road. So cannot wait to share it with you. Go to poweruppodcasting.com and you can sign up for the waitlist there. All right. Now here's today's question from James.
Hi, Pat. My name is James, and I run a resource website called GodspeedDevelopment.com, which teaches millennials how to build confidence by learning important life skills such as organizing and setting goals, managing and growing wealth, along with methods to learning quickly and effectively. I just started this resource about a few months ago, but I've already gotten caught in the cycle of creating content, and I don't spend nearly enough time growing my email list or marketing at all. I launched the site with about 20 articles that never really received much love. So my question is, should I take a break from creating content week after week to help grow my list while taking care of my current subscribers by recycling content? I heard about smart passive income from a coworker shortly after I got my first real job, and you've helped me share the things that light me up with like-minded people while having the opportunity to make money while doing it. You're an amazing teacher, Pat. I'm sure I speak for everybody when I say we appreciate you.
Hey, James, thank you so much for this question. Now, I completely understand where you're coming from. It's very easy to fall into that content hamster wheel, and this can happen when you're at the beginning stages of your journey, where especially it's tough because you're not getting immediate results, meaning you're not getting a lot of eyeballs on that mostly, which is amazing content because you're spending a lot of time, you're fired up about your brand and your brand new website and all the things that you have to share. You're just lit up. And then nobody's seeing that stuff. It can be very deflating. I completely understand. But first of all the stuff that you're writing now, just because nobody's seeing right now doesn't mean nobody's going to see it later. There are going to be many opportunities for you as you grow your brand, as you expand your reach, as you grow your audience, as you scale, as you get exposure from other people as well, to have your older content be shared. And that's done in many different ways, from resurfacing things into newer blog posts by just linking to older things and referencing them. That's number one. By linking in the sidebar, for example, with a most popular posts tab or a random post tab to get people to dig in deeper, to having other people link to your stuff, or even mentioning certain older articles in your email, whether that's through broadcast emails at the time at which you write them, or you can write things ahead of time and have them be sent out as a sequence or like an autoresponder over time and just continue to have that machine be working for you to bring back that old content. So don't feel like the old content, quote, old content, or the content that will be, quote, old, is going to be a waste, because it's not. It's great practice. It establishes your brand. The people who are finding you now are knowing that you're an expert in this field that you're in and have a lot to say. So that's fantastic. Now, should you take a break from creating content so you can focus on marketing? I wouldn't necessarily take a break, but here's a quick and easy formula I would recommend to people who feel like they're on that content hamster wheel and they're just not giving themselves enough time to actually go out there and get exposure and find people, or make sure that the articles or the blog posts or the podcast episodes or the videos that they're creating are going to be found. So here's the formula. Cut your content production in half. So if you blog twice a week, blog once a week. If you blog once every day, cut it down to 3 or 4 days a week. If you blog once a week, cut it to once every other week. Cut it in half and use that extra time you have, the other 50% of time that you would have normally spent for content creation, on marketing. And what do I mean by marketing, right? That's just such a general term. Well, not just putting a link on Twitter and utilizing that, or, you know, what I would recommend doing is actually taking from Clay Collins' episode 263 of the SBA podcast, a great one about laddering up in your business. At the start, he talks about focusing on one marketing channel that's going to be your sort of primary method of going about getting traffic to your website. And just pick one, and it doesn't have to be one forever. It's not a permanent decision, but pick one now that seems to either, maybe there's something that's working on your site already, in which point you want to actually start doing more of that so you can open up more time by doing this cut content in half, double marketing strategy, or pick that new strategy that you're seeing out there and just focus your efforts on that. That way you're actually giving this new strategy a chance to actually do something for you. Because where a lot of people fall short is they say, ooh, Pinterest, ooh, this, ooh, that. And then they just put, you know, a little bit of effort into each and then nothing happens, right? So pick one that's going to work for you. Typically what works best is using that extra time for building relationships and finding other people out there who are in the same space as you that you could partner up with in terms of just helping what they're doing and serving them in some way. And in return, you can potentially get something back. And what I mean by that is, you know, how might you be able to provide value for some of the other people out there with your certain expertise, with your certain position? Potentially, it could be done in a guest blogging format if you do a lot of blogging. Maybe it's doing guest podcasting, which is a fantastic way to go about it. Maybe it's about actually starting to write articles and try to get ahead on some of those sites like Huffington Post and like those kinds of places. There is a podcast episode that was done a while back that was very popular. Let me look this up on the fly here. So I'm going to go to smartpassiveincome.com, and there's a search bar at the top. If you didn't know this, this is a highly dynamic search bar which can help you find anything that's on the website related to anything. But I know this person's name, Kamanzi is his name. Constable is his last name. So if you go to episode 145, which you can find at smartpassiveincome.com/session145, you're going to see an article by man, an amazing person. His name is Kamanzi Constable, and he can be found at kamanziconstable.com. But this episode, episode 145, is really cool because he shows you how to kind of shortcut your way into large media sites and start writing for them and bypass the sort of wait list. So he gives you that strategy just straight out in this podcast episode. So that's what I would recommend doing to get a little bit more exposure outside of your own network, and that way you can get more people coming to your website and learning more about who you are. But yes, you should definitely pull back a little bit from the content creation and push forward a little bit in terms of getting people to find your stuff, and growing your email list too goes along with that. And the more you grow your email list, the more you'll have in terms of eyes and ears on your content, so that when you come out with a new content piece, for example, you send an email out. And by doing that, they're going to share it. More people will join your email list. It just becomes this amazing feedback loop that grows over time. So that's what I would recommend. James, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you. Hopefully this is helpful for everybody else as well. And James, I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here is a quote to finish off the day by Jerome K. Jerome. And that is, "It is impossible to enjoy idling thoroughly unless one has plenty of work to do." All right, guys, take care. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. And once more, if you want to check out poweruppodcasting.com, Just head over there, sign up, and you'll be first to know next week. Thanks. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.